Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something really special, a trip back to the summer of 1995.
Yeah, we're following the Hungarian-American artist Laszlo Tarr and his son Julius on a painting trip to Venice.
And what's fantastic is our source material. It's not, you know, dry analysis. It's Julius's own notes, his personal recollections.
Exactly. So we get this incredibly close, sort of intimate look at the whole thing, the journey, the art, the relationship between father and son. It's quite unique.
So our mission here is really to unpack what this trip meant. Why was it so significant for Laszlo's art? And how did those 12 days affect the bond between him and Julius?
We'll be focusing right in on the Venice experience itself, the atmosphere, what they did, and that dynamic playing out between them.
Now, Laszlo Tarr, born back in 1922 in Hungary, he had this lifelong commitment to art, right? Formal training, emigrated to the U.S., but always painting.
That's right. And importantly, this wasn't his first trip to Venice. He'd actually been there nearly 20 years earlier, in 1977, so there was already a connection.
Okay, that's interesting. And Julius, his youngest son, he's the one who made this 1995 trip happen.
Yeah, Laszlo was 73 at the time. Julius was 36. Julius really acted as, well, the facilitator, the companion for his father's painting.
It was actually a gift, wasn't it? From Julius and his brother.
It was, yeah. Specifically planned as a painting holiday for Laszlo. And the timing was, well, it was poignant looking back. Laszlo was in good health then. This was before his later health issues.
Right, before the cancer and dementia Julius mentions later.
And his wife, Olga, Julius's mother, her Parkinson's was relatively stable at that point, so it created this window, this opportunity.
You get the sense Julius really wanted this for his father, didn't you? Maybe saw it as a chance for him to really immerse himself in his art again.
I think so. And maybe, like you said, a sense of time wanting to capture that moment. Laszlo apparently hesitated a bit initially, but Julius really wanted him to go to paint.
Okay, so the journey itself, it starts with a bit of drama or maybe luck.
Ah, yeah, a bit of both.
Yeah.
The British Airways flight was overbooked.
Ah, the classic scenario.
But it worked out amazingly well for them. They got bumped up to first class.
Wow.
And Julius has this quite funny image of his father, who wasn't a large man, just sort of swallowed up by this massive seat, feet dangling.
I love that detail. And wasn't there something about pesto?
Oh, yes. Olga's homemade pesto, 3 jars of it, apparently incredibly potent, very garlicky. It made its presence known.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they arrive, presumably smelling faintly of garlic, landing in Padova, then the water taxi.
The classic Venice arrival, exactly. And Julius really captures that feeling, you know, the sheer grandeur of Venice hitting you as you approach by water, the age, the history.
And Laszlo's reaction.
Pure excitement, apparently, just thrilled to be back in that environment.
So they get to their hotel, the Il Birco, near San Marco.
Yeah, not exactly 5-star accommodation, shower in the room, but the toilet was down the hall.
Oh, okay. Adds to the character, I suppose.
Definitely. And Julius mentions being totally exhausted from the travel, just wanting to crash.
But Laszlo?
Completely different story. Energized, ready to go, eager to paint almost immediately.
That really says something about how Venice affected him, doesn't it? That immediate artistic drive kicking in.
Absolutely. That previous trip in 77 must have left a really strong impression. It wasn't just sightseeing for him, it was like fuel.
You wonder what specific things called to him from that first visit.
Well, whatever it was, it kicked in fast this time. Julius notes he finished his first watercolor very soon after they arrived, like almost straight away.
Wow. And this set the pace, didn't it?
Mm.
It wasn't just a casual dabble.
Not at all. This is where it gets pretty incredible. Julius says his father settled into a routine of painting 3 watercolors a day.
3 a day? Seriously?
Yeah. Early morning, mid-morning, and then another in the mid to late afternoon every day.
So over the 12 days. Hey.
36 paintings.
Yeah.
Julius writes about it with the sense of just awe. At the sheer productivity, the energy.
That's astonishing. How did it work logistically? Did Julius hover?
No, it sounds like Laszlo had his own rhythm. He'd head out on his own, find his spot, and just get absorbed in painting.
And Julius?
He'd maybe explore a bit himself or find a place to sit and read. They had their routine, though they'd always meet up for breakfast.
Do we know what sorts of scenes Laszlo was drawn to?
Julius mentions seeing him set up near the Rialto Bridge once, totally focused with a crowd kind of gathering around him, watching.
Yeah, right in the thick of it.
Exactly. Just immersed in capturing that specific light, that moment, the energy of the place. You can almost picture him just tuning everything else out.
It paints a vivid picture. But beyond the painting, there's the whole father-son dynamic playing out.
Hmm.
Julius isn't just there as a companion. He's also looking out for his 73-year-old dad.
Yeah, you definitely get that sense. Julius mentions worrying a bit about Laszlo finding his way back through Venice's maze-like streets, especially when he was so focused on his art.
A gentle kind of chaperoning, maybe? Supportive, but also responsible.
I think that's a good way to put it. And they had their shared moments, too, the simpler things.
Like the sandwiches.
The famous peanut butter. And, yes, Olga's super garlic pesto sandwiches became a staple, apparently.
Uh-huh. Simple fare.
And they'd often grab a beer together in the evenings, sit by the waterfront. They became familiar faces to some of the local shopkeepers. It sounds like a comfortable rhythm developed.
And the pesto saga continued, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. The exploding pesto incident, one of the jars apparently fermented or something in the heat, and, well, popped its lid quite dramatically in the hotel room.
Oh, no.
Julius describes this late-night mission, trying to clean it up quietly and then dispose of the evidence in a canal. It sounds like it became one of those shared funny memories they looked back on.
Those little moments often become the big memories, don't they?
Definitely. And it wasn't all painting and pesto. They did other things, too.
Like visiting galleries?
Yeah, they saw a Chagall exhibit, tried to go to the Guggenheim, but it happened to be closed that day.
Oh, shame.
They also visited the cemetery island, San Mikhail, which sounds a bit somber, but maybe reflective. And Laszlo took Julius to see the train station.
Why the train station?
Yeah, because that's where he'd stayed back in 1977 in some very basic lodging nearby. So it was a connection to his past experience of Venice.
A little pilgrimage back to his younger self's trip.
Kind of, yeah. And there's another little story Julius tells.
Go on.
Laszlo apparently saw a woman in Piazza San Marco and openly complimented her beauty, but purely from an artist's perspective, you know, appreciating her form.
How did that go down?
Not well. Julius says she gave him a shark look and walked off quickly. A sort of funny clash between artistic observation and, well, real life.
Huh. Yes, I can see how that might happen. Okay, so the trip is drawing to a close. 12 intense days.
And this is where a really significant moment happens. Laszlo tells Julius he wants to stay.
Stay? As in not go back?
Yeah. He actually suggests Julius should just go home without him. He wanted to remain in Venice.
Wow. So that's something. What do you think was behind that? Just the art flowing so well?
It must have been a huge part of it, surely. He was so incredibly productive, so energized by the place. Maybe leaving felt like cutting off that vital source.
It really speaks volumes about how deeply Venice resonated with him, didn't it? That feeling of being exactly where he needed to be, yeah, artistically.
Absolutely. But of course, for Julius,
it wasn't really an option, was it? He had the return tickets. He knew his mother, Olga, needed support back home. He had his own work.
Exactly. All those practicalities. Julius had to explain they couldn't just stay.
How did Laszlo take it?
Julius felt he understood on a rational level. But there was this underlying wistfulness, maybe a sense, Julius thought, that Laszlo knew this might actually be his last time there.
It adds another layer of poignancy to it all.
It really does. And there's a lovely little detail connected to this. Julius bought and mailed a postcard to Olga.
Okay.
Just a typical Venice scene. But when they got home, they realized Laszlo had painted that exact same view during the trip. Yeah. Julius later titled that painting, Our Spot. It's like this perfect little symbol of their shared time, even if they experienced parts of the day separately.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And didn't Julius ask his father a key question about art during this trip?
He did. Amidst all this creation, he asked Laszlo, what needs to be expressive in art?
And the answer.
Just one word. Everything.
Everything. Simple, but profound.
Yeah, it gives you a real insight into his artistic philosophy, doesn't it? Especially potent, maybe, surrounded by the richness of Venice.
So the final days, packing up must have been a task.
Packing those 36 watercolors carefully, yes. They also saw a big military parade in Piazza San Marco on their last Sunday, almost like a final Venetian spectacle for them.
And leaving the hotel.
A nice little moment they gifted the small fan they'd been using to the elderly couple who owned the hotel. A small gesture.
Then the walk back towards the piazza, the water taxi.
Julius describes this feeling of a silent goodbye to the city as they walked. Then on the water taxi moving away, Julius just thinks, we are going.
And Laszlo's response.
It's quiet, maybe resigned. Yeah.
Captures it all, really. The necessity, the hint of sadness.
And Julius immediately thinks of Olga, of home, reinforcing why they had to leave.
The journey back was smoother.
Yeah, flights were fine. They even bumped into someone they knew in London, strangely enough. And crucially, all the paintings made it back safely.
That's the main thing. And the homecoming.
Olga and Julius's wife, Antoinette, were there waiting. Sounds like an emotional reunion. Sharing the stories, the experience.
And Laszlo's final word on arrival.
His familiar Hungarian phrase, yeah, Julius, which sort of signified, okay, we're back, the journey's complete.
So, wrapping up this deep dive, those 12 days in Venice were incredibly intense. We've seen this amazing burst of creativity from Laszlo Tarr.
A remarkable output, yeah. But also, you see this quiet deepening of the connection between him and Julius through this shared, focused experience.
It really does feel like the trip was a kind of rebirth for Laszlo's art, tapping into something powerful in Venice.
Absolutely. And for Julius, maybe a discovery, too, about supporting his father, about witnessing that passion up close. It feels like it clarified things for both of them.
And Venice itself. Clearly, it wasn't just a backdrop. It was fundamental. Laszlo's desire to stay really hammers that home.
It was a place he loved, a place that fed his soul, his art. That connection was profound.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? About those places or maybe experiences in our own lives that ignite something similar, that spark of passion or that deepening of a connection.
Yeah, and what it means to recognize those moments when they happen and maybe, just maybe, wonder what it would be like to linger there a little longer, even if life usually pulls us away. That's something to mull over from this deep dive.